Jamie Locker with you on a Friday. Send us a tune, 1-877-332-8255. It is All Request Friday, as you get to pick the tunes here on the Green Zone. I look over. Why are you wearing your name tag? We're still introducing you. I don't even know your name yet. It is
it's brand new. I just got it. Threw it on. It's a nice little magnet in the back of it.
Yeah. I didn't even notice. I look up and I see you wearing a name tag. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Or is that a reminder we have to say our names more? Jamie and Locker with you. He's Locker. I'm Jamie. We are doing a watch party, Sports on Tap, in Saskatoon on Monday for game number 3. Have we got a live guest confirmed yet, Scotty? Do we have anybody confirmed? Really? He's coming?
Now, here's the long and the short of it. I hate hockey and I don't like kids.
It's time to drop the clubs.
We're losing!
We're guys, more teams.
They're burying us alive!
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Our NHL analyst, Drew Romenda, it's been too long, Drew, since we got to hang out in a bar together.
You know me. If there's a chance for me to go to a bar and start drinking with the boys, that's I'm all over that.
Bring it. The last bar, quote-unquote bar, I think it was Boston Pizza.
It was Boston Pizza.
If that's classified as a bar.
The bar part is.
Yeah, I guess the lounge. We were sitting in the lounge.
You're a big Boston Pizza fan, eh, Drew?
I am. Yeah.
Well, Drew,
what's your go-to at Boston Pizza? I know you don't drink, but what's your food pick?
Oven roasted wings, plain salt and pepper. That's it.
Okay.
Davis and Donovan. Davis has the chicken fingers or chicken tenders and fries, and Donovan has pepperoni, sometimes medium, easy cheese. And that is it. It's an easy, or like when we walk in, two things you know.
Is producer Scott one of your kids? That is his chicken fingers and pepperoni easy cheese is producer Scott's.
So like, really diet. Evolved palates.
Yeah, it's yes. The Romenda family, with the exception of our lovely, their lovely mom and my lovely wife, we are not very sophisticated when it comes to our eating.
Well, I got a deal for Drew. You can come to our watch party in Regina for game 5 if there is one, because that will be at a Boston Pizza in Regina.
Go.
So you could.
There you go.
We'll save you a spot.
We'll save you a spot in Regina that one.
Like, you know, I love going out with you, Jamie, because we did it all the time when we worked together. I'm not sure I'll be able to make the Regina trip, though.
We did it all the time? I think I can count on one hand how many shows we actually did in the same room together in 15 years of radio. It's quite astonishing how we pulled this whole thing together for so long. Okay, let's get to game 2 tonight. Yeah. Drew, you're the coach, okay? Yeah. I know you look at things from a coach's perspective. So make an adjustment for each team from game 1 to game 2.
I really don't have to do much if I'm Chris Knobloch on the way that this team is playing. They have, I was talking to a guy at the gym today, he's an Oiler fan, and notice how I always manage to get a workout notification in there when I talk to you, is that the fact that he was saying, and I agreed with him, that the Edmonton Oilers, after game 2 of the Los Angeles series, really started to figure out how they needed to play. And then we talked about this during the Dallas series, guys, about that one third period, it was game 4, I think it was, that their third period, that the Edmonton Oilers, was absolutely perfect as far as hockey goes, as much as you can have a perfect period in a chaotic game. That their checking, their play off the puck has become so good that they are committed to that way of playing. There's a saying with my good friend Kelly Rio, who trains, you know, a lot of NHLers at next level training here in Saskatoon. He's got a sign when you walk in the door, and I told you this, Jamie. The NHLers look at it. Are you interested or are you committed? Because there's a difference. And the Oilers are committed to playing now away from the puck with physicality, with play along the boards. Their board play, sealing the boards, has been tremendous this whole playoff. But the last 2 series, so well. last five games, six games. They've been very good at sealing the boards, and either ending plays or continuing plays, depending on what zone you're in. And their track backs through the neutral zone have been great. So I wouldn't really wouldn't say I would be, if I was showing video, which coaches, we have to show video because we get into a panic attack if we don't the day after a game, is that I would show the things that have been working and really working extremely well and just reaffirm that we're on the right track. For the Florida Panthers, I would get on them. I would have been showing stuff about the forecheck. Their game is forecheck. And the Edmonton Oilers broke the puck out quite easily. Locker, 2 days ago when we talked before game one, you were mentioning how their offense starts in the defensive zone. They're breaking the puck out well, and they really were. There was a time in the second period where the Panthers did a good job on taking away with that third man high and taking away passes
on the boards. The
zone. Yeah. On exiting the zone, they did a good job because their defense was aggressive because their forwards in the right place. But I thought they kind of, in this third period, got caught in between. I didn't think that they were all in as far as five guys being connected, working together on the
forecheck. The Oilers were kind of stretching them out, Drew.
Yeah, they were. And that's what that's one of the things you do. If the other team is hemming you in, you can take that one guy out and try to push him out as much as you can.
Yeah.
But you got to be careful. You got to be careful because if you get caught and you're stretching out and they're not paying attention to you. But if you're the weak side winger, you start to skate off the puck as a weak side defenseman. I've got to make sure I back you up, and you trust that your third guy in the zone is going to be able to forward is going to be able to handle the defense leaving the zone. Mm-hmm. I didn't think they were really that well connected and that as aggressive as they needed to be along the boards, winning those puck battles that allowed the play to get out of the zone quickly.
The interesting thing for me was there has been a bit of success the series leading up to the Florida series here, the Stanley Cup Finals, where teams were able to at least maybe not shut them down, but quiet Dreisaitl and McDavid. Do you think that that's a focal point for Florida, or do you think they're going to be more concentrated on it, like an overall play, like you said, just like, hey, let's get back to our forecheck game?
It's always a focal point when you're coaching. I sat in rooms with coaches, you know, talking about Leon and Connor, and you can only do so much, really. I mean,
yeah.
Two of the greatest players in the world, and my son David said to me the other day that Connor and Leon are too damn good, too great to not win at least one Stanley Cup together, and they are. So you try to mitigate as much of their impact on your team as possible. I really thought Dreisaitl's line was fantastic in Game One. They were physical. They scored goals. They were great around the net. They did a really good job. I was very
Yes.
Was that Kapanen and Kane?
So
I was
good.
Very impressed with them. Yeah, they were very, very good. So when I looked at that line, you go, well, you try to do what you can, but it's hard. So you focus on what you can control. The key in going into the playoffs is controlling your emotions and controlling the controllables. Jamie, you and I have talked about it many times when we were hosting together. I would have that saying of, you know, play with emotion, but don't be emotional. Because when you play with emotion, you're in control. When you're emotional, you're not. So you have to make sure you take as much in stride as possible. So with McDavid and Dreisaitl, you can't control them, but when you're out against them, you can play up against them hard. You can be physical. You can finish checks. You can give them a little tap on the ankle here and there. You can give them a cross check in the ribs, and they're going to give it right back to you. But you've got to make sure that you let them know that their night is going to be as long as you can make it for them.
Drew Remender, our NHL analyst here on the Green Zone. Game two tonight. It is the Panthers and the Oilers. We're just polling the room. Goaltender interference, Drew. Locker and I fought about this on Thursday because right when the play happened, actually, my son and I fought about this on Wednesday night watching it. He thought it was goaltender interference. I was like, no, buddy. The defenseman's skate hits his skate and it trips him and makes him fall backwards. So I don't think it's going to be called in goaltender interference. Locker.
I was okay with the call, Jamie. I said the problem I have with it is this conversation that we're about to have. That's the problem I have with it. is it's an ongoing, like, just sort it out. Like, figure something out so it's not this, right?
It's going to be, though. I mean, it's always going to be this because it's a very objective or look at it. I mean, it's a subjective look, I should say. So it was in the summer at the GM meetings when they talked about the fact that they showed 10 goalie interferences or something like that, and the room was split all the time. And so these are the GMs trying to.
You know, you have a problem when.
Yeah. The smartest hockey people on the planet can't figure it out either.
So you wonder, right? So it's very subjective. So the number one thing is, I agree with you, Jamie. I didn't think it was goalie interference at all. He got tied up with Jake Walman, and then Kulak tripped him, and in he goes. The number one thing is, and I've had this discussion with referees who showed me video and said, here, look at this. Quit criticizing us and look at this. So number one is, where is contact made? Contact made inside the crease or outside the crease? That's number one. Number two, how is contact made? Did the opposing player go in willingly and make contact, or was he pushed in by an opponent? Number three is, was the goaltender able to reset and get a chance to make an attempt to make the save? Those are the three things that they look at. But after, within that becomes a lot of discussion. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to know what my record is when I'm watching a game or I'm broadcasting a game and I go, oh, that's goalie interference. And I'm, nope, guess not. Or, no, I didn't think that was goalie interference, and yes, it is. So I think the subjectiveness of it is we're always going to argue about it. We're always going to look at it. And there's one thing that I will give Daryl Davis credit on, and I don't give him credit on much, as you guys know, is the fact that he brought it up once. What you're doing is that you're exchanging one controversy for another, but in the age of video replay. Yeah. But in the age of video replay, you can't not have it because it's available to the teams and the referees, and the GMs want it, and they're the guardians of the game.
Just out of curiosity, do you think both coaches sat down with tape and said, all right, like, this is what happened the other night. Sam falls into Jake's doing this, la da 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 da. Kane, you know, next time you get touched in front of that flop on Bob, right? Do you think there's that conversation? Because no one's getting these calls, right? So go at the goalie.
I can tell you from our playoff experience when I was doing video for the San Jose Sharks, when we made, you know, playoffs our third year, the supervisor of officials is there, and he will come in and he will talk to the coaches, specifically the head coach, and they'll have the conversations, and the head coach will be, hey, can you show me? I'm going to show you this. And they'll show him video. They'll have these talks, and then the coaches will be able to relay kind of, this is where they're really looking at stuff, and this is where things that maybe we can maybe push the envelope a little bit here. But no, there's very little of walking over to a guy and saying, it's not like the old days where, hey, give me my pound of flesh over here. They don't do that anymore. It's more of letting the guys be aware, or having the guys be aware of what referees are focusing on. And you even know, as far as certain referees, we used to do this in San Jose. We would chart what referees called what, as far as what's their kind of favorite call.
Oh, okay.
That we had to be aware of. Don Kaharski, anything behind the play, he was calling. Anything behind the play, he was calling. So we made sure when Don was reffing that we were extra cautious about, you know, hooking a guy or tripping a guy behind the play. And that was back in the 90s when you did a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Well, Drew, we ran out of time for the Alice Cooper story. We'll have to ask you about Peter DeBoer on Monday as well.
Okay. And my guy Marco Sturm. My guy Marco Sturm,
yeah,
in Boston.
He gets
the job. Yep. So very, very happy for Marco and sad for Pete. You know, I can't imagine how he's going to be able to deal with getting $4 million for sitting around the house this year.
Tough.
U.S.
Peter DeBoer got shown the door.
Oh, jeez. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Drew.
I'm not coming Monday night.
I've been waiting all day to get that in.
All right, Drew. I can't wait to share a cola with Drew Amendo on Monday.
I'm actually really looking forward to meeting you in person, Drew. So looking forward to it Monday.
I'm really impressed with you.
That's our NHL analyst. Mr. Humble, Drew Remendo on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Awesome.
Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. Game two tonight, it's the Oilers and the Florida Panthers Stanley Cup Final. Of course, the Oilers up 1-0. Puck drop just past 6 o'clock Saskatchewan time. About an hour away from kickoff on a apparently renewed Friday Night Football. New graphics to be unveiled tonight when the Toronto Argonauts take on the Montreal Alouettes. Coming up next, Armchair Analyst, you on the phone. Also, you still have about an hour to get in on our VIP table for our Game 3 watch party Monday at Sports on Tap in Saskatoon. We'll tell you how to play next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. All Request Friday, Tony wanted to hear a little Thunderstruck for the Oilers tonight. Andrew Remenda and the new CFL season. Tony says, have a great weekend, Tony. We hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for the request to 1-877-332-8255. Well, our inbox, it's not full. It's never full when it comes to the text line, but it is busy on the text because we are running a contest. It's the Chapel Roan Pink Pony Club contest. The prize is getting a VIP table at Sports on Tap Monday. The Green Zone will be there for a gigantic Green Zone watch party ahead of Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. We'll do the show from 2 to 6. Of course, we'll be hosting throughout the evening during Game Number 3. Join us, Sports on Tap. But we have a VIP table. Lockers buying appies and a few beverages. Not your whole tab, but some appies and some beverages. Lockers taking care of your bill for you. He's that type of good.
I am not, but I'm going to make sure that that happens.
Somebody will. I thought it was you. Sorry. Somebody will. Murray. We'll get Murray to do it.
Murray.
Yes.
Thank you, Murray.
Somebody at Rolco's taking care of the tab. So. That's the VIP table. You do sing.
I don't.
Some people want you to give an example of what we're looking for on the text line to get your name registered for the VIP table at Sports on Tap in Saskatoon. Because it was your idea.
No, I'm not singing the song. Just play somebody that sent in. I'm not singing it.
We're asking you for your best, the best you can do. No judgment here. We're just having fun. Your best version of Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club, which is a very secret thing in the Oilers. They're asked about it, and they have these looks on their faces, and they're like, why is it our it's victory song? It's almost like Fight Club. First rule of Pink Pony Club is you don't talk about Pink Pony Club within the Edmonton Oilers. They won't talk about it. It's very mysterious.
And they were just playing it when they would get a victory, and then it got out that they were doing that.
Now it's everywhere.
Yeah, the Oilers weren't announcing it. They were just when they were in their dressing room.
Yeah, because the media out there standing outside the room and they're blasting it, and it got to like, wait, that's the third straight game they blasted Pink Pony Club. Yeah. What is going on? So we're asking you, if you want to try to get a table, the VIP table. We only got one of them.
And we weren't kidding about the drinks and smappies. That'll go on the Green Zone tab. We'll pick up a round or two.
Yeah, locker's not that cheap. Anyways.
Well, I am, but.
Send it in via text your rendition of Pink Pony Club. And if you haven't heard yours on the radio, that doesn't mean you are in if you sent one in. We're playing them as we go here.
We can't play them all.
Yeah, we have so many. We can't play them.
We'd be here till 8 o'clock.
So here's Gary's shot at it.
Pink Pony Club. I'm dancing with Walker and Jamie at the Pink Pony Club.
There it is, Gary. He's in the draw. We'll announce it in the next hour. Emily, you're also in.
Pink Pony Club. I want to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I want to keep on dancing down in West Hollywood.
There we go. Emily's in too. Keep the text coming. We're loving it. If you want a chance to win the VIP table Monday for Game 3, watch Party Sports on Tap in Saskatoon.
Play Joel again.
You really enjoy
Joel,
this.
If I could pick just based on my favorite, Joel's coming.
Pink Pony Club. I'm going to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm going to keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm going to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club.
Joel's going to start getting digs out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need you to accompany George Canyon in Calgary before the games
there
next
you go.
Year.
So if you want the VIP, that's how you do it. No judgment. We're just having fun. Your rendition of Pink Pony Club. Can you at least whistle a few bars, Lockery?
All right. That's it.
You should have brought the harmonicas.
I've got face pianos. I don't go anywhere without them. What are you talking about? They're in my bag.
Could you actually pull it off, though, with Pink Pony Club with a harmonica?
Let me work on it.
Maybe by the end of the show, do you think you can master?
I'll work on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're also opening up the fan line right now. Armchair Analyst time, 1-877-332-8255 here on the Green Zone. With Armchair Analyst today.
Wide open.
It's wide open. Do you want to talk about the Rider game last night? 31-26, Riders with the W.
You want to talk about the cost of beer at the games? Wide open.
Do you want to talk about something we don't need anymore at Mosaic Stadium, which is that you weren't in the stadium, I know. But in the stadium, they did the new video thing of food coming out of people's mouths, but like backwards.
I've seen a couple of texts about what are they doing?
So they're taking video of people eating and then playing it backwards. So it's like the food is coming out of their mouth back into the full form of a hot dog or a pierogi.
Oh, really? I don't need that.
No, nope. Don't need it. Don't want it. I looked away. I can't even watch this.
How often did they do that?
They did it enough. They did, I think, twice. I was like, no, we don't. Don't need it. Although, by the way,
I was wondering what that was.
I thought we were making Gaynor great again, Craig Reynolds. There was a little bit more Gaynor, but we need. Come on, he's got more in him than that. 1-877.
Did they fix his eyes? You were upset about his eyes.
No, they didn't go back to his old outfit. Okay. No, the original outfit that we all grew up and loved, and then they tried to make Gaynor an athlete and slimmed him down and made him look like he had crazy eyes, which was unnecessary. Or maybe you want to talk about, you know, actually things that happened on the field of play for the Rough Riders. 1-877-332-8255. Or maybe you want to give us a prediction on how you think the Oilers are doing tonight in game number 2 of the Stanley Cup final. You have like a 3-2
second overtime. Oilers.
Double OT. I got a blowout. I'm going blowout for the Oilers tonight. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone with some Armchair Analyst time for you. Some open line. 1-877-332-8255. That is the fan line here on the Green Zone. How are you feeling about the Oilers' chances? By the way, quick shout out to our prognosticator, Shauna Foster from C95 and Z99, our sister stations over on the FM dial.
How close was she? She was close at one point.
So she called the 4-3 Oilers win in game one. Last night, we asked her for a Riders prediction. And she, with the story she told of her deceased dead dog yeah, that actually was quite good at predicting games based on doggy treats back in the day on C95, as she predicted 32-14.
Yeah.
At one point it was 31-14 for the Riders. I was like, oh my
God. I was freaking out when I saw that. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Stop the count. This is ridiculous.
There was still, that was at the end of the third.
Yeah.
So when that, I'm like, there's no way it's going to end like that. But Riders weren't able to hold Ottawa off the score sheet in the fourth quarter.
So, Shauna had that score. I went with it on the pregame show. That was my prediction. Almost got me an extra point on the Green Zone bold predictions. She has a 5-4 Oilers final tonight. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone. You can give us a ring on some armchair analysts here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. We're getting more and more contestants. They won in the draw to get that VIP table. Sports on Tap Monday, the Green Zone live from 2 to 6 at Sports on Tap in Saskatoon ahead of Game 3. We're going to be hanging out with you watching Game 3.
Drew.
I don't know if Drew's going to stay for the game, but I can't wait to watch a hockey game with Mr. Locker over here.
Like I said earlier, I think I'm fairly a reasonable hockey watcher.
I don't want to disclose anything without your permission.
Can I disclose the
story you told me from after game one about what you told me about the other person that lives with you?
My wife, what she's... Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I can tell that story?
Yeah, yeah.
Locker came in and said, I'm pretty sure our tenant's going to leave. After game one.
I feel bad for her. She's such a sweetheart. She's so quiet. We never know if she's there. 10 o'clock at night. We're like, woo! My wife and I are standing there. I'm probably in my underwear. Yeah.
Right. I think our tenant's probably going to leave after last night with the OT winner.
I actually told my wife to text her and just like apologize. I don't know if that happened.
All right. We got some more contestants. We're asking you, if you want in to try to get that VIP, to get your name in the draw, you need to send us your rendition of Pink Pony Club, Chaperone. The victory song of the Oilers. Wendy.
Pink Pony Club. I'm going to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club.
Wendy's in.
Wendy's
in the draw.
In. Wendy's in.
We'll announce it in the next hour. If you want to try to win a spot for a VIP table.
Couple of drinks and some appies on the Green Zone tab as well.
1-877-332-8255. As singing the Oilers victory song, secret victory song, because they won't talk about it. It's like Fight Club. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone. It is Armchair Analyst, open line. Wayne, what are you thinking about Mosaic Stadium and the game day experience?
Good afternoon, Mr. Nine Locker. Great game. It was fun. But I'd like to endorse your comments about somebody's got to take and shake Craig Reynolds and get Gaynor involved. You've got little kids at the game.
Yep.
Thrilled. It entertains them. It's fun. But you've got such a minimal involvement with him. And then another thing, he's in that quad after a touchdown going around the stadium at 90 miles an hour. I'm surprised somebody doesn't have a broken arm. How about slow it down a bit?
Yeah, WorkSafe Bob should put an end to that right away. Right away.
Make Gaynor great again.
Make Gaynor
great
again.
Wayne is on board the campaign.
Absolutely. That's what I've said.
I keep telling you, we need merch.
For a quarter, he was just sitting there talking to some random dinosaur I've never seen in my life. And they weren't doing anything. They were just chatting. That's it. Like a mascot reunion down there.
Didn't you say, though, that last, because I didn't know about the decrease in the Gaynor, you know, presence at the games over the years.
Craig was on the show. He said there'd be more Gaynor. I want him in the middle of the field 2, 3, 4 times a game, or in the north end zone where a lot of the families are sitting.
At the end of the season, didn't they get him a little bit more involved?
Yeah, in the playoffs,
yeah.
Because it's not a whole, it's a CFL-sponsored thing. It's not the Riders-sponsored thing. So there's a little bit more freedom
Okay.
For Gaynor. Make Gaynor great again. It's a campaign that's clearly ongoing here on the Green Zone. David in Melfort, do you have any passing grades? We did our passing and failing grades earlier. Do you got anything from last night?
Oh, my top grade goes to all the Canadians that had to come in and fill in. I didn't think we missed a whole lot with the replacements there in last night. So
good Canadian boys.
To the depth of the riders, that's my top grade. And my failing grade is to all the Blue Bomber fans who are trolling Saskatchewan on social media about the crowd and the attendance and all that. That's my failing grade. But anyways, on the Oilers tonight, I think the Oilers will win. I think Florida blew their chance the other night when they had a 3-1 lead to steal one out of Edmonton, and they couldn't take advantage of it. So I picked the Oilers in 5 when this started, and I wouldn't be surprised if Oilers sweep the
There it is. Sweep. Sorry to cut you off early there, Dave. An Oilers sweep.
This is anonymous, but a 4-2 Oilers win tonight just came in on text.
1-877-332-8255. The fan line is open here on the Green Zone. Time now for the Green Zone. 1 minute drill, the latest in sports. Game 2, Stanley Cup final tonight. The puck drops just past 6 o'clock in Edmonton as the Oilers have a 1-0 series lead. The Dallas Stars, meanwhile, firing head coach Pete DeBoer after 3 seasons. It was a Game 5 loss, a little controversial decision to pull goaltender Jake Oettinger.
They showed him the door.
Yes, Locker, they showed him the door.
The door.
Very good.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you have CFL football. Friday night football tonight. It is the Argos and the Owls, 5:30 Saskatchewan time. And TSN apparently unveiling a whole new look to Friday night football. More time for your calls as well next on the Green Zone on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.